2:11-27. Ramanandarai continued, I said, Your Majesty, I am now not willing to engage in political activities. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me permission. When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately became very pleased upon hearing your name. Indeed, he instantly rose from his seat and embraced me. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed with great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Mm-hmm. Right, because otherwise, if he retires early, then generally it means you get less. And the older, the more you're there, the more you get. That's just the standard thing. You know, it's just practical. Otherwise, people would retire after 6 months. Right? Or something like that. Thus the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Right, so he's given a place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he's heard that his good servant wants to assist there. So then he's given that facility so that he can work very nicely. So you see the king in his own way is giving all kinds of facilities. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service. The king then said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth he will allow me an interview. My Lord, end quote. My Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, My dear Ramananda Rai, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Say, Krishna will surely accept him. Srila Prabhupada. King Prataparudra requested an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Bhattacharya, who duly submitted the request. The Lord, however, immediately refuted this interview. Now, when Ramananda Rai informed the Lord how eager the king was to see him, the Lord was immediately pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to retire from his government post and come to Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, to live with him. When this proposal was submitted to King Prataparudra, he immediately accepted it and also encouraged Ramananda Rai by allowing him a full pension. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirms the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servant of the Lord. Right? So because he served... The one is it's a direct aspect. The other is he served the devotee. Right? So that is more, it is therefore more pleasing. In ordinary parlance, it is said, if you love me, love my dog. To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to go through his confidential service. This is the method. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says, quote, because the king loves you, Ramananda Rai, he is very fortunate. Krishna will surely accept him due to his love for you. 2:11-28-31. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. Footnote 9. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse from the Adi Purana. The verse is also included in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita 2:6. My devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisance to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities related to me. For me, they engage their entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech and the glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus, my devotees are characterized. Footnote 10. These two verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:19-21 and 22. They were spoken by Lord Krishna, who was answering Uddhava's inquiry about devotional service. Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas, who are related to Lord Vishnu." Srila Prabhupada, the Vedas are divided into three divisions, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasanakanda. These are activities dealing with fruit of work, empiric philosophical speculation, and worship. There are recommendations in the Vedas for the worship of various demigods as well as Lord Vishnu. In this quotation from Padma Purana, Lord Shiva answers a question posed by him to him by Goddess Durga. This verse is also included in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita 2.4 by Srila Rupa Goswami. The words Vishnur Aradhanam refer to worship of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Thus, the supreme form of worship is the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. It is further concluded that the worshipper of Lord Vishnu renders better service by worshipping the devotee of Lord Krishna. There are different types of devotees. Those are Shantarasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Madhurya Rasa. Although all the rasas are on the transcendental platform, Madhurya Rasa is the supreme transcendental mellow. Right? So transcendentally they're all the same. Because you have the transcendental position, it's not that there's a change in that. The Sundini potency is the same for all of them. You know, so that's not where the difference is made. Because many times, like we were discussing this morning, we tend to look at things situationally. And so then we'll say, oh, it's higher by situation. It's not higher by situation. Situationally, they're all the same. That's why some places it'll mention that they're all equal in that they're all transcendentally of the same quality. But there'll be an intensity that's different in the transcendental moods. Then we'll see is that Madhurya is the supreme transcendental mellow because of its intensity. Consequently, it is concluded that the worship of devotees engaged in the Lord's service and Madhurya Rasa is the supreme spiritual activity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers mainly worship Lord Krishna in Madhurya Rasa. Other Vaishnava Acharyas recommend worship up to Vatsalya. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami in Vidagdha Madhava 1.2 describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult as supreme. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalao samarpayitum unnalot jvala rasamsva bhakti shriyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this age of Kali to exhibit the super excellence of Madhurya Rasa, a gift never previously bestowed by any Acharya or incarnation. Consequently, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the most magnanimous incarnation. It is he only who distributed love of Krishna while exhibiting the super excellence of loving Krishna in the conjugal rasa. Yes, yeah, so you see is that they're all giving these others, and even then, much of the time that they don't actually reach Braj, the other sampradayas. What they're giving, they're not coming up to that standard, you know, that level. Because as we saw before, that aspect of liberation or one's own satisfaction in the service is quite a prominent element. But it's all about Krishna, so therefore it's transcendental. It's therefore perfect, but it doesn't reach the pinnacle that it does in the worship in Vraja Vrindavan. So that's the unique thing that Lord Chaitanya is giving that hasn't been given before. Right? So if you're getting into these finer elements, then it's just not there. It's not just, oh, there's a slight difference of Vipralamba in that. No, it's there's quite a bit of difference. But you're talking about quite a bit of difference within unlimited, you know, so it's well beyond what we're doing here. Yes.
The Brahma Samhita, Jiva Goswami mentions that worshipping Radha and Krishna according to rules and regulations brings you to go up.
Yes.
But then worshipping according to the spontaneous emotions brings you to Braj.
Yes.
So it's the same object of worship.
Yes.
But depending on the mood,
Yes.
It brings you to the highest or to just that realm specifically. Yes. But it doesn't talk about Vipralamba as such. You just said
No. That's something we bring up, that it's because otherwise someone will say, well, the conjugal is there and this and that. But this is the real point, because it's the rules and regulations. Because there's all these different things. You were quoting that from where?
Brahma Samhita, commentary Jiva.
Okay, Brahma Samhita. Yes.
Right at the beginning, when he describes Gaura.
Yes. Yes, yes. Because that's the point of, he mentions, means, if we're saying, in here you say Goloka and Gokul, so Gokul means Braj.
Yes.
So Goloka means everything other than Braj. Then if you're looking at another, it's also referred to as lower Goloka.
Yes.
Means higher Goloka is Braj, lower Goloka is everything else. Because with the rules and regulations, there's that element of majesty. And that'll make the difference. So that's the main thing. But at the same time, is the Vipralamba is not there, so it doesn't get the same intensity. Without the Vipralamba, you won't get that to that degree. So yes, one has to be careful of these things like that, because the mood. That's why it said. I think I've heard it mentioned that Srila Prabhupada said that the most important thing you can get from the spiritual master is the mood, right? So getting from Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas the mood of that service in Vrindavan, that 100%, you know, unalloyed devotion, that's the most important thing, because that's what carries you through. It's not the other technical points. The other technical points will get you out of the material world or into the spiritual world, but where? Then that's by the mood.
Okay? Yeah. Another point is very difficult to explain and to realize as well, is how relativity exists in an absolute. But mentioning the rasas, it's absolute, but it's also relative. So this, because we don't want to miss our chance to get on the top of the pile.
Right.
So we move at the absolute from a relative position.
Yes.
But
again, it goes back to the point you made this morning. It's situational.
Yeah.
We're looking at it as a situation. Oh, it's the highest rasa, and I am the best, so that's the best rasa, so I should be involved. But that's a situation. That's not the service, the intensity, the love, the affection. That's a different. That's the ladi. That's the samdhi. But we don't look at that. We just look at, oh, this is better, I got to do that. You know, it's just like if you can be a GBC, a sannyasi, and a guru, it's like, you made it. You know, it's like, yeah, come on. Don't get better than that. You know, so we look at those kind of things, you know. You know, it's kind of like, okay, check, one down, two to go. You know, so. No? I mean, these days no one talks about it. Back in the 90s, you'd hear these things, you know. 90s, 80s. Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, there was the devotees were just trying to do more and take on responsibility, but just were having a bit of a laugh at it. Yeah. So, no. You got to pick something if you call the internet tangible, then yes. It has to be something that would be supported by your followers on the internet, yes. You know. And you can take a selfie with. The other one's really hard to get a selfie with. You know. Yeah. Yes, so the point is what here the relative is in relation to? No. That the absolute, that our perspective of it is from, is but from who's from which vantage point, our own, right? But when we look at it, it's relative according to Krishna's vantage point. That's not the one we're looking at. We're looking at it from our vantage point. What would be better for us, rather than what's better for Krishna? Because what's pleasing to Krishna, that's what we want to do. Because if it's not pleasing to Krishna, why would we want to do it? You know what I'm saying? That's why Krishna says better to do your own duty than someone else's. It's someone else. That someone else, that they do, that's what pleases Krishna. You come in and do it, how will that be pleasing to Krishna? It's his service. You know? Even if you do it better, so what? It's about rasa. It's not about the technique. You know, because we're just looking at it, this is better from the, you know, from looking at it from the situational element. So that's the point, is we have to get over that, and it's about Krishna's taste. It's not even about our taste. It's about Krishna's taste. Now, we've already explained, so someone say, no, but then why would we work if we're not getting taste this, that, blah. So, now, it's already been explained before in the Bhagavad Sandarbha about that the jiva inherently, it has, you know, these aspects of Samvit and Ladini having influence on them, because they're Satchitananda. So that means then Sandini, Samvit, Ladini will have influence on them also. But the jiva, because of its tatastha position, its neutral state, then that comes out in the form of a taste for Brahman, knowledge of Brahman, and the consciousness, individual consciousness that they have, in which they can be aware of themselves and Brahman. That's the limit of it. That's what's packed into 1/10,000th, the tip of the hair. That's what, you know, what you don't see is what you get. It's too small to see, but whatever. You know, so that's the position. So now, this is where then that analogy of iron and fire comes in important. So now, if we've placed ourselves under the internal potency, now those three features that are there in ourselves inherently, when that's now in the fire of the internal potency, it's already then becomes heightened. So then, it's by Krishna Sarup Shakti that we enjoy more. But unless, how will this, but that's only when Sarup Shakti's pleased that we'll have that connection. How will they please when we're trying to please Krishna? So to that degree we're trying to please Krishna, to that degree it's more. So that means any Vaishnava in the spiritual world, you know, from Vaikuntha on up, will all be, you know, Shantarasa, it doesn't matter. They'll all be getting more pleasure than they would get as an individual soul. But the greatest intensity comes when you're assisting the Sarup Shakti, you know, or assisting the assistance of the Sarup Shakti in serving Krishna in Braj. Right? And then of that, then the gopis, then of that, then the, like this. So therefore, that's where all the potency comes from. That's where we come from. So then we have that connection, it will be the greatest. So it's very straightforward and logical. So it's not that, oh no, but we, you know, unless we have our own, you know, interest at hand, how will we work? But the point is your own interest only works if it's about Krishna. Otherwise, our own interest is pretty small. You know? So that's the point, is that we have to see is that, therefore, when it says, by you serve the devotee, that gives Krishna the most pleasure. That's where the focus has to be. It's not on ourselves. It's about serving. So, and you see, those who serve have these special, we haven't come to it yet, but that story of, I think, Kala Krishna Das, that he got mercy that no one else has ever got. You know, like that. You know, drinking the water from the Lord's feet three times, and after the third, he was going for it. That's good. It's already, you've already surpassed, you know, the whole cosmos, so be happy. Yes.
Initially, Lord Chaitanya refused the pedagogy on the freedom, his reputation as a sannyasi was going to support.
Yes.
People would speak.
Yes.
He wanted to protect the ashram.
Yes.
Then his mood changes because he sees Vaishnava safe.
Yes.
The boat. He said that the boat is not safe.
Yes.
So, two different moods.
It's two different moods, but it's the mood. When there's no mood, then you have to use the Vedic mood. In other words, the Vedic is, you could say, the net. right? You know, it's just like, let's say you have the trapeze artist, you know, and they're you know, going, yeah, like that, swinging or walking the tightrope or this. If they fall, there's a net. So the Vedic is the net, because after that, then you get into, you know, below that, and which very quickly ends up, you know, in 8 million different varieties. You know, I mean, the, most of the 400,000 are already bad enough. You know, so that's the net. So at least that much, because if there's nothing above that, you can't work with it. So you work with there. If the Pancha, then you move with there. If the Bhagavad, then you move with that. So the point is you'll always work, but if that's not there, you work with the next, that with the next. And Vedic, you stop. There's nothing, you don't need to go lower than Vedic, because it already accommodates everything like that. It means the more you're studied, the more you're trained and all that, then you can appreciate how the Vedic deals with everything. Because a lot of times it's thought, oh, Vedic doesn't deal with everything, only modern does. But modern kind of deals with a lot of things, but it doesn't actually deal with everything, because it doesn't know how to take the personal into everything, as we discussed this morning. You know, because of lack of duties, there's no set duties, then no one knows actually how to interact with each other, and you don't know what is the interaction, what's the basis, what you gain, what do they gain. You don't know, but the Vedic establishes all that. And so then it has a completeness. Like that. Yes?
So basically, we have two positions. One is spontaneous, and it never fails.
Yes.
And the other one is Vaishnava etiquette, which yes. We don't go below that level. This is the minimum level of interaction.
Yes, yes. Vaishnava is the minimum. Yes. Because that's what we see as... If you don't appreciate Vaishnavas, why will there be Jiva Doya? Right? Because the point is if there's Jiva Doya, people take up Krishna consciousness. When they take up Krishna, now they're Vaishnavas. And if there's no Vaishnava Seva, you know, it's just like, okay, your boys are going out and collecting. Why are they going out and collecting? Okay, to get money. Why do you need the money? To run the temple. Okay, and why are you running the temple? You know, so we can maintain these boys that go out and collect. You know, then that something's missing here. You know, so it's there and different things, and people can get it, take advantage. Who individually they take advantage, but institutionally, where's the advantage? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not providing. Someone else can take advantage by coming there and with proper devotion and all that. So that's there. Then it becomes up to the individuals to work it out. But the whole idea of the institution is. It's the institution is there to see that the maximum number of people can take advantage of Krishna consciousness. That's what it's for. Right? It means individuals on their own may or may not, but you organize it, then more people take it, do something. Right? You know, so it's because, especially in Kali Yuga, numbers, they mean a lot to us. Right? The more numbers, then the more we like it. You know, so that's just the aspect, and so therefore, then institutions are important. You see, all the acharyas established institutions because then they could see to a consistency in practice and dissemination and all these things. But the whole point is that the devotees. Then there's the association. That's the main thing. You know, it's just like you have varna and you have ashram. So, if the person never puts any effort into ashram, he's only putting into varna. And why is he, you know, and why is he doing it? For the ashram, but he never puts anything into it, then what's the meaning? So in the same way, as if there's only the preaching, and there's no Vaishnava Seva, it's not complete. And then if you don't have Vaishnava Seva, how will there be ruchi? Like that. Some taste is there, because the point is if they're preaching at all, then that's always going to be pleasing to the Lord. So some taste will be there. But then as you see here, it goes beyond that formality and service to the Vaishnavas, that's then what really pleases the Lord. So all the three go together. So one has to be very careful. Like that. And if one understands all these three, then it can be balanced. Right? Does that make sense? Otherwise, then, you know, baby, bath water, bathtub, and then, you know, doing the German thing of blowing up the room in which you bathe the baby in, you know, just to make sure, you know. Does that make sense? Yeah. So then it's essential. And that's why Krishna mentions it all the time. Because at some point then we may catch it. Because if it's not, whatever is repeated, that's what's important, right? That's the Tatparya Lingas. Is that, you know, one of the symptoms of what's the most important or what's the theme is what's repeated. What's repeated, what's glorified, like that. So you see Vaishnavs, Vaishnav Seva is always repeated, is always glorified. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So here it's that if there's nothing else, he's going to follow the Vedic. He's a sannyasi. But then if these other things are there, because Bhattacharya's asked, the king's asked him to ask. So he, as you know, someone who works with him and associate of the king and associate of that, you know, he's a nice guy, you know, hey, like this, then it's coming in from the Vedic. But Ramananda Rai's point is coming in from the Bhagavad. And it's not even directly. He doesn't say. He just tells how he reacted and how he dealt and how nice it was, and he's very happy. Because of that, now he can do his service. And then Lord Chaitanya is pleased. So the approach is different. Okay. So that's why there'd be a difference. So.
It seems that, I mean, that in Prataparudra, he has a perfect attitude of Ramananda Rai. Because he's his boss.
Yes, he's his boss. Prataparudra means, Prataparudra controls all that area.
Yes.
And then Ramananda Rai is the governor for that.
Yes. But you appreciate Ramananda Rai as a devotee and help him to become closer to Krishna.
Yes, because the point is everybody has to do their work and all that and maintain themselves.
Yes.
Right? Because that's only fair. And so then, you know, the king is doing his work. From that is taxes and duties and, I say, royalty. All these things are coming in. Now, with that, why he should give it to some person? Because they're putting in a proper and honest day's work, and so they get properly paid. He's doing a big work, so he should get nicely paid. But, now here the king appreciates that this devotional service, and here rendering service to Lord Chaitanya is even more important than running. Yeah, there's tons of guys that want to be the governor. How many want to personally assist Lord Chaitanya? So then it's worth him maintaining. Because also, by the king maintaining him, whatever service Ramananda Rai renders, the king gets one-sixth the benefit. Like that. So that way, then also, then he's doing service. You know, so that's the point, is that way the king's, when they give these things, then they get the benefit from that. So that's like you see, what's his name? Chanakya Pandit. He just went out, made his own hut, goes out begging, so he keeps 100%. Nothing for the king. He's already told him how to be king, because be happy.
Yeah. 2.11, 32-34. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, quoting, "Those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities." Footnote 11. This verse is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.7.20. It was spoken by Vidura in his conversation with Maitreya Rishi, a great devotee of the Lord. Yeah. So austerity means in devotional service.
Yeah.
Like that. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati Gosai, Swarup Damodar Gosai, Lord Nityananda, Jagarananda, Mukunda, and others were present before the Lord at that time. Sri Ramananda Rai therefore offered his obeisances to all the Lord's devotees, in particular to the four spiritual masters. Thus, Ramananda Rai suitably met all the devotees. So he came, you know, surrendered to the Lord Chaitanya, offered his obeisances to all the devotees. You know, it depends how it is. If he comes in, the devotees are there, he'll offer obeisances to them first. Then, you know, with their blessing, go and see Lord Chaitanya, but he had to see Lord Chaitanya. They interacted. Then, you know, it's like Queen Kunti. You know, seeing Krishna from the waist, then going to the head, then down to the feet. Like that. Mm-hmm. Point is that everything is complete. Right. Srila Prabhupada. The four spiritual masters referred to in this verse are Paramananda Puri, Ramananda Bharati, Srup Damodar, and Lord Nityananda. Good. 2:11:35-46. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next asked Ramananda Rai, "Have you already visited the temple of the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath?" Ramananda Rai replied, "I shall now go visit the temple." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "What have you done, my dear Ramananda Rai? Why did you not first see Lord Jagannath and then come here? Why have you come here first?" Ramananda Rai said, "The legs are like the chariot, and the heart is like the charioteer. Wherever the heart takes the living entity is obliged to go." Sri Ramananda Rai continued, "What shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I could not consider going first to Lord Jagannath's temple." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, "Immediately go to Lord Jagannath's temple to see the Lord. Then go home and meet your family members." Having received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Rai hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramananda? When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When the Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiries. The king said, "Have you submitted my petition to the Lord?" Right, because before he made the point, he wants to see and he hasn't been able to get an audience. Right? But now, you know, Sarvabhauma has asked, and now he's come to Puri, and so now he's asking so. Sarvabhauma replied, "Yes, with much endeavor, I have tried my best. Yet, despite my great endeavor, the Lord would not agree to see a king. Indeed, he said that if he was asked again, he would quit Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere." Hearing this, the king became very unhappy and, greatly lamenting, began to speak as follows. The king said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is descended just to deliver all kinds of sinful low-born persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madhai. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated to deliver all kinds of sinners with the exception of a king named Maharaj Prataparudra?" Even Jagai Madhai, but not the king. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is thus described by Narottam Das Thakur: "Patita pavana hetu tava avatar mosamo patita prabhu na paide ar." If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to reclaim sinners, then one who is the most sinful and low-born is the first candidate for the Lord's consideration. Mm-hmm. Maharaj Prataparudra considered himself a most fallen soul because he had to deal with material things constantly and enjoy material profits. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business was the deliverance of the most fallen. How then could he reject the king? The more fallen a person is, the more he has the right to be delivered by the Lord. Provided, of course, he surrenders unto the Lord, right? So if he doesn't surrender, then it doesn't count. And when he surrenders, then that's when it... Maharaj Prataparudra was a fully surrendered soul. Therefore, the Lord could not refuse him on the grounds that he was a worldly pounds, shillings, pence man. Oh, this one, it doesn't mention the pence. I think another place he mentioned the pence. I guess being the king, he's only pounds and shillings. The pennies, he lets others worry about. Right?
Maybe only pounds.
Yeah. 2:11:47-48. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, "Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his advent deciding that he will deliver all others with the exception of me? He bestows his merciful glance upon many lower class men who are usually not even to be seen." Footnote 12. This verse is found in the Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, 8:28. "If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him." Srila Prabhupada. "A devotee with Maharaj Prataparudra's determination will certainly be victorious in advancing in Krishna consciousness." Sri Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita, 9:14. "Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas cha griddha vrataha namas yantas chamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate." "Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion." These are the symptoms of a Mahatma engaged in the Lord's service in full Krishna consciousness. Thus, Maharaj Prataparudra's determination is very much exalted and is called Dhritavrata. Because of this determination, he was finally able to receive Lord Chaitanya's direct mercy. Yeah, so he doesn't get upset and know, hey, I'm the king and this, that. Then he just keeps at it. I mean, if Jagai Madai could get the mercy, why couldn't he? Right? 2:11:49. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, "If I do not receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, my body and my kingdom are certainly useless." Srila Prabhupada. "This is an excellent example of Dhritavrata, determination. If one does not receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one's life is defeated. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5:55, it is said, Para bhavas tabad abodha jato yavan na jigyasata atma tatvam. Unless one inquires into spiritual life, everything is useless. Without spiritual inquiry, our labor and the object of our labor are simply a waste of time." Now that would be a better notification on the bottom of the pack than "these will kill you." No? Yeah, so that's Prabhupada's pointing out, that's Dhritavrata, is that nothing other than Krishna consciousness is of value. Other things are useful in how much they support Krishna consciousness. Right? So Maharaj Prataparudra, he's a king, he's doing his duties, he's maintaining himself and his kingdom. But if that doesn't culminate in devotional service, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. Right? Because then someone else who's living a more simple lifestyle, they're able to render service, isn't that better? So the point is, you judge everything by the measurement, right? Because we're saying objectivity. Right? So the objectivity is how it pleases Krishna. What is important to Krishna? How it's useful in Krishna's service? How can it support him that? That's what is there. That's Dhritavrata. Otherwise it's not useful. If it doesn't connect to Krishna, what's the point? You know, it's just like we heard the story much earlier about that Alwar. He was picking flowers in his flower garden for the deities. He's going through the bushes. Nice flower, nice flower, nice flower. And then here's that girl is sitting there. And she is the most renowned society girl in that area. You know, she's famous. Like that. So she must be very attractive and all that. And then when he goes like that and says, not a flower. And then goes to the next one. Like that. And then what does... you know, what do the acharyas say is the natural feminine reaction after being neglected? Anger. So, yeah. So that's the whole point, is it's, he didn't go, nice flower, wow, cool girl, you know, nice flower, no, he's just, he's picking flowers for the deity, that's his service, she's not a flower that you can pick for the deity, so he's not worried about it, not interested. Hearing King Pratapurudra's determination, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became thoughtful. Indeed, he was very much astonished to see the king's determination. Because you might expect from the king that he doesn't get this, he's the greatest thing here, then he'll create trouble, or he'll just, you know, get upset, or he'll go back to his you know, to Kata, like this. But no, he just says, what's the use of being a king if you can't serve Lord Chaitanya? So now he's very impressed. Srila Prabhupada, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was astonished because such determination is not possible for a worldly man attached to material enjoyment. Okay. So then that means, then how is it? The king certainly had ample opportunity for material enjoyment, but he was thinking that his kingdom and everything else was useless if he could not see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is certainly sufficient cause for astonishment. The Srimad Bhagavatam has said that bhakti, devotional service, must be unconditional. No material impediments can actually check the advancement of devotional service. Be it executed by a common man or a king. In any case, right, there are no material impediments for devotional service. Right? For situations in which you're doing service, there might be impediments, but service itself can never be impeded. In any case, devotional service rendered to the Lord is always complete, despite the devotee's material position. Devotional service is so exalted that it can be executed by anyone in any position. One must simply be dridhavrata, firmly determined. Another aspect about that, because if we're looking at shaktis, then bhakti shakti is described as the combination between samvit and vladini. It doesn't mention sandini. Right? If those two are there and you're acting, sandini supports. Because otherwise we have a tendency to just look at sandini and think that that's devotional service. Well, no. It's samvit and vladini. That combination is devotional service. Then you have facility. Yes. Right? Some of those. Yeah. 2.11.51. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you." Srila Prabhupada. Due to King Pratapurudra's firm determination, the Bhattacharya predicted that the king would receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without fail. As confirmed elsewhere, because now also he's gotten the mercy of a devotee here. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, so that's going to count. Because before it's just as the priest there and the king and the relationship, he's asking on his behalf. But now, as a devotee, he's impressed with King Pratapurudra as a devotee.
In the context of the story, when Lord Chaitanya left, the king asked, "Why did you let him go?"
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 6-year gap.
Yes.
During which time, Sarva Bhattacharya, Vipina Bhattacharya, are going to work on the king, Vipina the devotee. Mm-hmm. And there's this anticipation.
Yes.
He's convinced.
Yes. Yes.
But that's going to make it hard for you to qualify.
Yes, because otherwise, then what will, if it was just so easy because he's the king, then what would we think? I have a position, therefore.
Yes.
No, but you have to qualify. You have to get the Lord's. It's by the Lord's mercy. Otherwise, then everyone will just think I have a bigger position. That makes me a better devotee. That makes me. But here, then, it's on devotional qualification that you establish, not on the external. Like that. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he's just a kid, and he's one of the 12 Mahajans. And then when he grows up and he is the king, he's still the Mahajan.
Kunti Maharani is telling that.
Kunti?
Kunti Maharani, Janmaishwara Shukasruti. Birth and opulences and the beauty and the high learning. Because if one is attached to that, one is materially exhausted to all those
things. Oh, okay,
things.
Yes, yes.
Then only you can get the mercy of the Lord.
That's in Kunti's prayers.
Kunti's prayers.
Yeah, so Kunti Devi is making that point of that someone who's materially exhausted means they've given up, that's going to make one satisfied or happy. They can get the mercy of the Lord. Yeah. So we see here at this point, now that's happened. Yeah. He has done that. He's become a Kinshana Gochara. As confirmed elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 19.151, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service. The Bhattacharya was the spiritual master of King Prataparudra, and he gave his blessings to the effect that the Lord would be merciful upon the king. The mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna combined to grant success to a devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetasvatara Upanishad 6.23. Maharaj Prataparudra had firm faith in the Bhattacharya, who declared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having firm faith in the Bhattacharya as a spiritual master, King Prataparudra immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. Thus he began worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind. This is the process of devotional service. According to Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Man manab hava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam mat parayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Right? So that's the point is. Bhattacharya is saying, because you're so absorbed nicely and committed, then surely you will get Lord's mercy. Like that. And even Lord Chaitanya has already mentioned that because of his service to Ramananda Rai and everything like that, then surely Krishna will be pleased. This process is very simple. One need only be firmly convinced by the spiritual master that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One decides this, he can make further progress by thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, and glorifying him. There is then no doubt that such a fully surrendered devotee will receive the blessings of Lord Krishna. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains this further. 2.11.52. As soon as the Bhattacharya saw the king's firm determination, he declared, "The Supreme Lord is approached only by pure love. Your love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very deep. Therefore, without a doubt, he will be merciful upon you." Srila Prabhupada. Such determination is the first qualification, as confirmed by Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrita 3, Utsahan Nishchayad Bharyat. One must first have firm determination, firm faith. When one engages in devotional service, he must maintain this firm determination. Then Krishna will be pleased with his service. The spiritual master can show the path of devotional service. If the disciple follows the principles rigidly and undeviatingly, he will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna. This is confirmed by the Shastras, right? Because for Krishna, the connection with the devotee is what's most important. And so if the spiritual master then as it is, can show the path of devotional service, we take that seriously and with determination try to be stable in that, then Krishna is pleased because now you're following his devotee.
Yes.
Right? You're worshipping him, but you're doing it by following the devotee. So that's then how it works. Because you see in both these situations, the Ramananda Raya and Bhattacharya, then the connection with the king is based on that principle. He will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna. This is confirmed by the Shastras. 2:11, 53-57. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then suggested, there is one means by which you can directly see him. On the day of the Kar festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance before the deity in great ecstatic love. On that Ratha Yatra festival day, after dancing before the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter the Gundicha garden. At that time, you should go there alone, without your royal dress. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Gundicha garden, you should also go there and read the 5 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis. In this way, you can catch hold of the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in a mood of ecstatic love without external consciousness. At that time, as you recite those chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam, he will embrace you, knowing you to be a pure Vaishnava. Srila Papa. A Vaishnava is always ready to help another Vaishnava progress towards realization of the Absolute Truth. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand the king's position as a pure Vaishnava. The king was always thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Bhattacharya wanted to help him approach the Lord. A Vaishnava is always compassionate, especially when he sees a prospective devotee, very determined, dridhavrata. Consequently, the Bhattacharya was ready to help the king. 2:11:58. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya concluded, the Lord has already changed his mind due to Ramananda Rai's description of your pure love for him. So he's already softened on the point. When he asked first, and he was very strong on the point, but now with Ramananda Rai coming, explaining, now he's changed his mind. Srila Prabhupada. At first, the Lord did not want to see the king, but due to the Bhattacharya's and Ramananda Rai's earnest endeavors, the Lord's mind was changed. The Lord directly already declared that Krishna would be merciful upon the king due to the king's service to the devotees. This is the process by which one can advance in Krishna consciousness. First, there must be the devotee's mercy. Then Krishna's mercy will descend. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Our first duty, therefore, is to satisfy the spiritual master, who can arrange for the Lord's mercy. A common man must first begin to serve the spiritual master, or the devotee. Then, through the mercy of the devotee, the Lord will be satisfied. Unless one receives the dust of a devotee's lotus feet on one's head, there is no possibility of advancement. This is also confirmed by a statement of Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.32. Naisham matis tavad urukraman grim sprishat yanar tapa gamo yad artha mahish Mahi yasham para rajo vishekam niskinchananam na vrinita yavat. Unless one approaches a pure devotee, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Pratapurudra worshipped both Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus, he touched the lotus feet of pure devotees and was able thereby to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 2:11:59-62. Maharaj Pratapurudra took the Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instructions. Thus he felt transcendental happiness. When the king asked the Bhattacharya when the bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra of Lord Jagannath, would take place, the Bhattacharya implied that there were only 3 days left before the ceremony. After thus encouraging the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Srila Prabhupada. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Ratha Yatra ceremony, the body of the Lord Jagannath deity is repainted, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day, and for them, this retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. 2.11.63-65. Due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety the gopis felt in separation from Krishna. In this connection, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. The devotees who had followed the Lord came into his presence and requested him to return to Puri. They submitted that the devotees from Bengal were coming to Purushottama Kshetra. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. He then went to King Prataparudra and informed him of the Lord's arrival. Verses 66-184. The Bengali Vaishnavs arrived in Jagannath Puri. 2.11.66-68. At this time, Gopinath Acharya came there while Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with King Prataparudra. Being a Brahmana, he offered his benediction to the king and addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows. About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced and specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them have already arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra and are waiting there. I desire residential quarters and prasadam arrangements for them. Srila Prabhupada. Narendra is a small lake still existing in Jagannath Puri, where the Chandan Yatra festival takes place. Up to the present date, all the Bengali devotees who visit the Jagannath temple first take their bath in this lake, where they wash their hands and feet before entering the temple. Called Narendra Sarovar. 2.11.69-88. The king replied, I shall give orders to the attendant in the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasadam, as you desire. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please show me one after another all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal. I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be great? You go into the Oval Office and say, yes, 2,000 devotees have come from all over America for the Ratha Yatra Festival here in D.C. and that, and so we're requesting you to provide for them prasadam and residential quarters. And then he tells his attendant to take care of it. No? Not bad? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please show me one after another all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the king, go up on the roof of the palace. Gopinath Acharya knows every one of the devotees. He will identify them for you. Actually, I do not know any of them, although I have a desire to know them, because he's just been in Puri, he hasn't seen them yet. But Gopinath Acharya, being from Mayapur, Navadvip, he knows them. Since Gopinath Acharya knows them all, he will give you their names. After Sarvabhauma said this, he went up to the top of the palace with the king and Gopinath Acharya. At this time, all the Vaishnava devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace. Srub Damodar and Govinda, taking the flower garlands and prasadam of Lord Jagannath, proceeded to where all the Vaishnavas were standing. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first sent those two persons in advance. The king inquired, who are these two? Please let me know their identities. Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, here is Srub Damodar, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees from Bengal. At the beginning, Srupa Damodar came forward and garlanded Advaitacharya. Govinda next came and offered a second garland to Advaitacharya. Then Govinda offered his obeisances by falling down flat before Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya asked Srupa Damodar about his identity, for he did not know Govinda at that time. Srupa Damodar informed him, Govinda was the servant of Ishwara Puri. He is very highly qualified. Ishwara Puri ordered Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus the Lord keeps him by his side. The king inquired, to whom did Srupa Damodar and Govinda offer the two garlands? His bodily effulgence is so great that he must be a very great devotee. Please let me know who he is. Gopinathacharya replied, his name is Advaitacharya. He is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is therefore the topmost devotee. Here are Srivas Pandit, Vakreshwara Pandit, Vidyanidhi Acharya, and Gadadhar Pandit. Here are Acharya Ratna, Purandara Pandita, Gangadas Pandit, and Shankara Pandit. Here are Murari Gupta, Pandita Narayana, and Haridas Thakur, the deliverer of the whole universe. Here is Hari Bhatta, and there is Nishingananda. Here are Vasudev Datta and Shivananda Sain. Here also are Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. They are three brothers, and their kirtan, congregational chanting, pleases the Lord very much. Srila Prabhupada. Govinda Ghosh belonged to the Kayastha dynasty of the Uttara Radhya section, and he was known as Ghosh Thakur. Even to the present day, there is a place named Agradweep near Katwa, where a fair takes place and is named after Ghosh Thakur. As far as Vasudev Ghosh is concerned, he composed many nice songs about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these are all authorized Vaishnava songs, like the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, Govinda Das Thakur, and other great Vaishnavas. In the evening, in the Arctic song, it mentions Vas Goshadi, but okay, but it doesn't say, it just mentions Gosh, means that it must be the three of them.
Vasu Ghosh.
/11/89 Maharaj Prataparudra continued. Maharaj Prataparudra continued? I think it's... It'll be one of the... Oh, he's not here. Yes. So in other words, whoever was speaking before. Gopinathacharya. Here is Raghava Pandit. Here is Nandanacharya. Here is Sriman Pandit. And here are Srikanta and Narayana. Srila Prabhupada. Narottam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has sung as follows, Partana 13. Gorangera Sangi, Sangi Gane, Nitya Siddha Kare Mane, Se Jaya Rajendra Sutta Pash. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours daily and never forgets the Lord is called Nityasiddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilashvap yavastasu jivan mukta sauchate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kari Mane. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. Okay. That definitely gives traction, right? Mamchayovya bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samadhityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. One who has transcended the material modes of nature is said to be on the Brahman platform. That is also the platform of Nitya Siddha. The Nitya Siddha not only stays on the Brahman platform, but also works on that platform. Simply by accepting the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So again, we see the connection through the devotees. When you accept the devotees, and it all goes nicely. 211, 92 to 95. Gopinath Acharya continued to point out the devotees. Here is Shuklambara. Okay, Gopinath Acharya. Yeah. Here is Shuklambara. See, there is Sridhara. Here is Vijaya, and there is Vallabhasena. Here is Purushottama, and there is Sanjaya. And here are all the residents of Kulinagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Please see. Here are Mukunda Das, Narahari, Sri Raghunandana, Chiranjiva, and Sulochana, all residents of Kanda. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. The king said, upon seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. Srila Prabhupada. Such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine, and their bodily luster is very effulgent. In addition, their performance of Sankirtan is unparalleled. There are many professional chanters who can perform congregational chanting with various musical instruments in an artistic and musical way, but their chanting cannot be as attractive as the congregational chanting of pure devotees. We should put that quote up, you know, when you walk into the, what do you call it? The Kirtan Mela? No, above that should be right outside the door. Yes.
By that time, Maharaj Prataparudra, surely he saw thousands of kirtans, and he saw so many pilgrims, so many devotees. But this crowd, he is like amazed, like, because he's never seen like this before, the Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Yes, yes. Well, that's why calling them Bengali devotees isn't a designation. You know, it's just like saying the devotees of Vrindavan. You don't say, oh, why are you discriminating? Like that. So calling them Bengali Vaishnavas is not a discrimination. It's not a bodily conception. It's just there, the mood, the whole thing, the everything. Like that. So.
Yeah. I think in that episode that you mentioned with the devotee taking the gurta of Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu, he actually mentions, it's right there in the text, he turns to Sri Damodar and says, look, what is your Gaudiya Vaishnava done? This is like, but inside he is very happy, but he uses that term actually.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your Gaudiya done?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of Krishna will be effective. Right. So the point is effective means people become moved by it. You like that? That's effectiveness. Not that everybody just says, "Oh, nice melody," and that's it. You know, it has to have some effect. Like that. So if that purity is there, then that effect will be there. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. Even dramas about the pastimes of Lord Krishna or Sri Krishna should be played by devotees. Such dramas will immediately interest an audience and be full of potency. The students of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should note these two points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glories. Yes?
Because we studied Nacha Shastra, then one devotee, he defined kirtan. He says when the bhava in the heart is expressed through music, this is called kirtan. So it's all about bhava.
Yeah. Yes,
it's not about technique.
No, it's not about the technique, because that's the whole thing, is a lot of times it's not technique, because I remember a discussion some years back, because they were putting in some devotees, you know, and they were giving the time slots. I think in the beginning, that it wasn't a problem. That there were just a few, you know, very major kirtan devotees and like that. And they got an hour, everybody was happy. But then with time, because then there's, you know, more and more devotees inspired and all that, then more and more want to also participate and take part in that. And so then they were discussing about the schedule. And so then somebody made the point, I mean, it's not the organizers, but others, you know, who are either wanting to be on the list or wanting to see certain persons on the list. Then they were pointing out, but these devotees, their main thing is music. They practice music, they've learned from teachers and all that. So they can make a much better presentation than many of these other people that you're putting on the list. So it will be much more appreciated by everyone and create much more of the festival spirit that you're looking for. You know, so that's the opposite of what you said, because they were thinking it's because of their musical technique that's why it will be attractive, rather than it's because of the mood and that purity. You know, so now if you have that mood and you have technique, then it'll be very wonderful. That's what Pratapurga was talking about. Is the Bengalis, and they, I remember in Vrindavan, I think it was, who said, Balaram Baba?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he always brings in like that. And so then when Kartik, they were doing kirtan and all that, and they were singing something because they'd sit inside this little place there and like that. And at one point he mentioned that it says only the Bengali devotees can sing these tunes. He says no one else. He says, you see, the North Indian tunes are really, really simple. Two or three notes, everyone can sing them, you know, Haribol. He says the Bengali ones, they do this elaborate thing, the leader, and then those who follow can do the same thing. He said only they can do that. So if you can combine them, that's nice, but to try to sell this, the whole thing that someone should do kirtan because they're materially musically competent, that's not good enough. It has to be about the devotion. Then, you know, and then if that's there for the sincere Vaishnava, it doesn't matter if they know or don't know music. I don't know if you ever, I heard simple, you heard Krishna's Baba sing. Yeah. I mean, nice, but simple. He didn't have a fabulous voice, but it had such power. I remember once in the Prashad Hall, you know, the old big Prashad Hall. You know, you can sit like 500, you know, way down at the front gate.
Oh, yeah.
The big one, like there. You know, with those raised platforms and
yes,
that?
Yes.
So it's during the festival and it's packed, you know? Hundreds of, like 500 devotees are all sitting there. And he sang Sarira Vidyajal. And when he sang that, everybody was up and dancing and this and that. Not just, you know, okay, when is it going to be over and like this, you know, like that. and like that, it was like amazing. You know, it's like Vrindavan, you know, Vishram, God, this, God, this. And when he breathes and everyone leans forward to eat, and then he goes, And this guy, they all lean back, okay. So it was, yeah. Huh? Yes. It's a Vrindavan thing. It's not. You don't have that in Bengal.
Also, we have a personal example of Damodarasaka, how they chant it here.
Mm-hmm.
And in the north, it's the simplest 2-beat melody. Because then everybody can. But here, when I first came, I was thinking, where's the backside? And I knew it by heart, but only that melody. When I came here, I was thinking they chant a different bhajan in itself. Because it's so intricate.
It's just part of the thing. So that's the uniqueness of here and all that. And if you maintain that kind of, the Mahant of Silicon Valley, Vaisheshika, Agnidev, they still use those tunes that they used to sing back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were. That's the whole thing. They're just so nice. They're simple. They're nice. They have very unique melodies. Even though they're simple, they're very unique melodies. Like that. I remember once sitting with one of these top sitarwalas, and he was teaching, showing. Can't remember what they're called, but you know they do all this elaborate stuff, but there's a basic tune they're working with.
Yeah.
So, you know, before you get to the big alaps and all that, where you're taking just the notes and doing something with it, they do practices off a short melody, and then with that melody, then they start using, showing how many ways you can do with it and everything like that, so you get used to that, and they make it very big. I can't remember the name for that. And so this teacher was very, you know, he was, you know, himself impressed. And he was telling the students, says, this tune is by Aluddin Khan. You know, he's the teacher of Ravi Shankar. You know, he's very renowned in India. He was saying, you know, it's such a nice tune. You know, I mean, you just don't get tunes like this. And then when he played the tune, it was compared to the simple tunes of our acharyas, it was really ordinary. Nothing special. Like that. Our acharyas, what they give, and you know, it's within the rags and how it mixes and how nicely they go through and just pick, to keep it simple, but keep all the notes, you just don't catch, you don't get tunes like that. They're the nicest. To 1196, Maharaj Pratapruja continued. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor seen such dancing during kirtan. Srila Prabhupada, because the temple of Lord Jagannath is situated at Jagannath Puri, many devotees from all parts of the world came to perform sankirtana in glorification of the Lord. All these devotees were certainly seen and heard by Maharaj Pratapruja, but he herein admits that the kirtan performed by the associates of the Lord was unique. So everybody's coming from all over, you know, to Puri. It's one of those temples that everyone goes to. You know, Puri, and then Udaipur, Dwarka, you know, Tirupati. Everybody goes to these ones. So he said he's seen all these, but he's never seen what the Bengalis.
This is not the
beta
kitten, this is the arrival.
Yes, this is just the arrival. We're just warming up. You know, it's just like, you know. Because if it's not already, you know, wow, then when we get to it, you know, they'll just, oh, okay, you know. You never before heard such kirtan nor seen such attractive features manifested by the devotees, right? So just the moods and all these things are just so, because it's pure devotion. than Navadvip, because it's Vrindavan, so you're dealing with pure unalloyed devotion. He may have seen devotion, or even pure devotion, but he's never seen pure unalloyed devotion. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should go to India during the birthday ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Mayapur and perform Sankirtana congregationally. Is there a mistake here? The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness go to India the month before the birth ceremony of Lord Chaitanya and leave 3 weeks beforehand. Isn't that what it's supposed to say?
After doing some meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be more specific. Only during the GDC meeting. Yeah, I don't understand. It doesn't mention that. It doesn't even mention the meeting. The birthday ceremony. And they only do that like starting 5 days before. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry? Well, that's another thing.
That's Naimitika.
Oh, that's Naimitika. This is Nitya. So this is what always goes on, and that's the occasion. This will attract the attention of all the important personalities in India, just as the beauty, bodily luster, and Sankirtan performance of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted the attention of Maharaj Prataparudra. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited during the Lord's presence on this planet. But anyone who is pure in life and devotion and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. Right? So he's mentioned that twice. So that means that commitment, like Prabhupada mentioned before, his devotees, they were pure devotees. Like that. So the that point is that you're committed to that, you're Nitya Siddha, because it's just a matter of time. It's the one's already, that position is attained, it's just a matter of time before you see it manifest. So, yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.